to the right pill hardcoreism. How's the you? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on RBN. If you're listening right now, yes, we are live. In fact, very much live. Had to take at least a week off there. Health issues. let's just say I am such a workaholic, you know, sitting in front of these computers, here 20 hours out of the day, every day. I've ignored a lot of things. I've ignored my own health. I nearly had a rash take over my body and kill me. So, ignoring everything, all my afflictions, for the sake of fighting against the evils that want to act like a rash and kill the world. So, yeah, definitely was trying to get into a dentist office before this COVID thing, this vaccine thing becomes too much of an issue, because I will not be taking the nanotech program laced eugenic fluids. It took thousands and thousands upon thousands of years to get this biochemical equation that speaks before you right now. I'm not going to hand it over to somebody else who has nothing but ill intent for me and my kind. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, I've got two or three crushed wisdom teeth that I've been slowly extracting since I was 14 years old. Slowly extracting piece by piece. And I don't know, I was just thinking maybe I should go to the dentist once again before COVID becomes, this vaccine becomes mandatory. I'm going to get full checkups across the board, make sure I'm in full health. Because, yes, I am not. I don't care if they want to quarantine me into the prison cell that they've always been trying to get me into my entire life. I'm not getting that vaccine. It's not happening. I would rather sooner pay big bucks to, I don't know, fake it. You know, all doctors aren't so ethical, as you can all tell. It's all about the big bucks, who can speak on your behalf. So, just to let everybody know what's going on with myself, and it looks like it's just me tonight, so hopefully Mike can join me. Kyler, always ready for radio. Always ready for radio, my ass. Anyhow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. Just so much I want to talk about. Yeah. So many of these COVID-19 vaccines are being sent back. Being sent back. Nursery homes. Okay, it's amazing. Okay, And I don't know if any of you heard this yet, but there's a millionaire couple fined after receiving COVID-19 vaccines meant for at-risk indigenous residents. Mike, you care to guess why?
For the indigenous in the U.S.?
Yes.
Because they're historically overweight and at health risks for diabetes and such, alcoholism? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just so glad the world is so much better now that Joe Biden has rescued us. So, anything's possible.
We're going to get to that. Okay. Not necessarily just in the U.S., but mostly the Canada. Okay. Yukon territory. Well, once again, the covert aspect of this, and yes, people, this isn't a conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. Whenever you are dealing with anything government, there's only two ways you can look at it, and you have to combine those views. There is the political view, which is on the surface, the lies, the selling points, the placation of society. This is the political garbage that you hear and see on mainstream television. Now, the other view is the real view, the covert view, okay? The truth, which they will not tell you unless you automatically think you're lying and take what they're saying as the opposite of what they mean. Then they're telling you the truth. Then you're saying the truth. But the covert aspect of this is, once again, this stuff, I'll say it once again, this is for gene editing. People, I don't understand people that think this vaccine is going to be the same across the board. Your vaccine is going to be different from my vaccine. Okay? If you are white, privileged, with money, your vaccine is going to be different from someone who is poor, black, have owned nothing. That vaccine is going to be a different vaccine. Okay? This is controlled genocide. Meticulous. To the point that they want to use nanotechnology. And, of course, the 5G and Wi-Fi arrays that constantly monitor us and doing the job of gene editing. Again, if you are a dissenter, you know, somebody who is not wanting to have these pipelines, for example, you're Native American, you don't want these pipelines going up. You can go out and protest. Well, guess what? At the press of a button, you're going to get sick. Now, at the press of a button, you're this white, privileged couple, millionaires, okay? You have to get sick at the same time. That wasn't meant for them. Shot was not meant for them. They were fined. To make an example of, make sure everybody get the shot that was designed for them. People, I can't tell you how bad this is. I cannot tell you how tremendous this information is. I'm not sitting here telling you fables. In fact, you know, I just can't ever think of a time I've been wrong on this program. As a matter of fact, and Mike, help me here, if you happen to remember, five weeks ago, one episode I did, I spoke about the first thing that was going to happen when Joe Biden gets into office was there was going to be a mass shooting. I made this prediction openly on the air several times, several episodes, from two to four weeks ago. Look in the archives. I challenge you to find that episode. Now, Joe Biden hasn't been into office for a full week yet. Mike, can you play a clip, please?
Here we go.
All right. What occurred this morning, based on the evidence that's been gathered so far, was a mass murder. More than that, we believe it was not random. There are no right words to say at this time. I myself am heartbroken for the lives that have been taken too soon, for the young life that's forever been changed, and for the life that never got a chance to start. For the neighborhood left to pick up the pieces in the wake of unprecedented violence, and for all of the family and friends that have been rocked by grief.
From what we know at the very early stages of this investigation, this does not appear to be a random act. This is a very active investigation. Detectives are still on scene, canvassing the area for witnesses or anyone with information.
Okay. Now, that was the Indiana Police Department. First person that spoke was the police captain. The second person that spoke was a police sergeant on the case. I said that this was going to happen. First major event in the U.S. was going to happen was going to be a false flag shooting. Am I psychic? No, I see the BS. Well, I kind of am psychic, but that's the whole story for other things. But here we have police captain, police sergeant, saying this did not look random. To speak at an official capacity on a podium to mainstream media, this did not look random. I predicted it. They said it wasn't random. Let's put two and two together here. Obviously, I know something that other people don't. Well, maybe even so more, I know something that people are really starting to realize, whether they like it or not. Even these damn liberals. I mean, that's who these people are. Even started to come to terms with this. Okay? Did not look random. Listen. There were, in fact, some shootings while Trump was in office. Okay? You didn't hear about them because, well, as president, you got a certain leeway in what is said in the media. Even though Trump went to war with the media, you didn't hear about these things very much. Suppressed. Why? Because that's taking the eye off of making America great again. Trump wanted us to look good at all times. None of this MK Ultra mass traumatization, media, it's there for mind control on us. That wasn't so much there while he was in office. Okay? Now we got Joe Biden in the office, not even a full week yet. Mass shooting that even the police departments are saying was planned. Hot damn. What you think about that?
I was definitely going to point that out, the part about Trump and the media. Now, well, there may have been mass shootings, but it didn't fit the administration's narrative like they do now. So we're definitely going to hear about every one of them, whether it applies or not. I guess this is the first one of the new year that was enough damage to bring out and parade in front of everybody. Seems like that's what you were seeing as well. I mean, that's obviously they weren't going to get anywhere with promoting mass shootings with Trump on Twitter the last 4 years. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, and the indigenous vaccine thing. So, I mean, are we talking about corrupting the most old line genetics we can get into? Is that kind of, I thought you might be going there and I was going to jump in and I didn't want to steal any thunder there. I mean, is that what you're
making a point that I'm always right. And I've been that way my whole life, Mr. Know-it-all. I don't speak on something unless I know it to be a fact. That's how much integrity, I guess I was made for this. That's how much integrity that I have. If you ask me an opinion, that's something else. When I state things as a matter of fact, that's what it is. It's a fact. Okay? It's not up for interpretation. And I was just pointing that out with this recent incident that I predicted. Where, as a matter of fact, I was right. But yeah, we go back to that, to the vaccine thing. Yes, absolutely. And so the corruption. Yes, they're going to reprogram you people. It's not a coincidence that Bill Gates has come up with these vaccines. My documentary, The Trans Matrix, I talk about, in the last, I want to say 20 minutes of the documentary, I bring up Bill Gates and the fact that his team was working on reprogramming DNA. Okay? They discover even what makes people gay, what makes people homosexuals. They did studies on identical twins. One was gay, one was not. Same upbringing, same environment, same influences. But they discovered a different layer of genetics that can be switched on and switched off. Okay? There's no... I mean, and it's so subtle. So subtle. We're going to get right back into that topic after we come back from commercial break. I'm fired up.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
They call me Mr. Know-It-All. I will not compromise. I will not be told what to do. I shall not step aside.
Talking about certain activists who like to come to my table and offer things, but you know, I offer right back, and it's usually a beautiful thing. Then there are those people who, I don't know what it is. It's like people like to use me to screw themselves. I don't know what that's about. It's hard being the object of everyone's inner visions. So when people see that I'm not going to go along with certain BS, you know, Mike here described me as one of those pop-up balloon things you smack and it pops back up, smacks you back. Yeah, that's me, metaphorically, and in a nutshell. I call myself the retribution engine. Those who are good to me, I'm good right back. Those who want to destroy me, damage me, well, I send it right back. I don't absorb these negative energies. I let them circulate around me so I can funnel it right back to the source. I'm a reciprocator. You do good to me, I do good to you. You want to come after me and mine, I'll come after you and yours. You know, that's what this, what these people at the NSA don't understand. I have put myself through MK Ultra. They put myself through it. For as early as I can remember. Okay? When I knew what pain was, when I learned what pain was, I put myself through it nonstop. I didn't know why. Maybe I was masochistic. But most certainly, no one can conquer me with pain. I've become voracious. I've become a voracious eater. I've become a predator. And I just wish there were more people like me on this planet. Because if there were, we wouldn't have these political situations that we're going through. So you people would be saying, enough with the BS. Say what you really mean. Forget the politics. Forget the politic king. I'm a realist. I live here now in the moment. And I examine what I hear, if need be. So I speak those languages. I speak, you know, I'm the quiet kid. I'm that quiet kid. That, you know, they say, oh, watch out for the quiet ones. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was me. Run up. See, I was quiet because I observed. I observed everyone around me. My entire life. I know psychopathy when I see it, when I hear it. I know sociopaths when I see it, when I hear it. Hell, I turn myself into one. Sociopathy and, oh, most definitely institutions helped with that one. But that just, you know, put me in a room full of psychopaths. I can bear arms just like they do, and probably do it better. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. This is what we're dealing with. This is why I'm here to lead you, the people, out of this mess that you so have, so passively let go on. The BS needs to stop. Okay? It's got to. We're going to talk about some other things here in the program. And we're going to talk about some solutions to the program. If you want to join the show and talk to me personally, the phone number is 800-9... Oh, it's been a while. 800-313-9443. And the local number is 512-248-8252. 54485. Nope, 512-248-8252. All right, I'll get that from Mike written down here. But guys, call in, and we'll have a discussion. I don't have my other co-host on tonight. You guys can get very personal with me and call in, all right? So we're going to go to commercial break here again, and we'll be right back.
Population globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
There's still doom. What of him?
What of doom, my dear lady? As I stood outside your door, I heard quite a bit of your story. If you wish, I'll add mine. To clear up the mystery of Doom's transition.
All right. We're back. This is the Rapid Hardcore Radio Show with none other than myself, V. No co-host on tonight, but I get the privilege of talking to Board Op, Engineer Mike. Let him chime in because I think Mike is the funniest guy in radio I ever met. So it's definitely a treat here. And so I want to, once again, give out the phone number. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And the local number, if my device will agree with me here, 512-248-8252.
That's for anybody with minutes. Anybody with unlimited minutes, please call that for us. That helps save us a lot of money.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we don't have any listeners tonight because they think I'm still on hiatus.
You're looking good.
Metal. Okay. All right, well, guys, call in. I don't know what the deal is about the vaccines that are being sent back. We have, and see, the thing here is I'm not in direct danger because I am a high risk the center, obviously, and they specifically designed these vaccines for people like me. So I'm high risk and doing everything I can to avoid the vaccine shots, like it were the plague itself. But these, and I love the fact that people were saying, oh, well, the vaccines aren't tested. They're going to kill people. And Bill Gates, like, nah, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But yet, here we have a, what, 15% mortality rate from vaccines? Now I say, oh, well, you know, it'll happen. And just brushed off. What was Bill Gates' big speech about on that TED conference? Reducing the population by 15%. Doesn't it line up? Does it not line up? People. These people will... Again, you got to interpret it. These people will... They will always lie to you and they will always tell you the truth. At the same time. Always. If you're fluent in their language, you know, it's obviously easy to see. But there are those people out there who can't do simple arithmetic. Some people out there without logical centers in their brains. There's some people out there who have to have everything spelled out for them. And unfortunately, that's most of the population of the world. We need to, and see, we went from a time where people were involved in politics. And now, and some people say, oh, wait, yeah, I'm involved in politics. I watch the news. Yeah, no, that doesn't cut it. See, there are people out there representing us who do not represent us. Back in the day, everybody knew who their city council members were. You should remember. They were part of the community. We knew who the mayor was because we voted him into office. Okay? There is a very small, select few people who can tell you what their representation chain is from city council member all the way up to the president. I don't think we can find one American that can name these people from county all the way up to federal. You know, after the revolution, 1776, people sat in their city council halls, town hall meetings. Everyone within a jurisdiction didn't have anything to do on Friday nights. Everyone was involved in politics. We've been slowly pushed out of that as, you know, times get hard. You know, you gotta be working that field, get the years cropped. You know, you gotta get the yield. You got other issues taking out of the town hall, out of the courts. You know, got that I gotta eat disease. That gotta eat mentality. So you're working a slave, dead end job, 9 to 5. You couldn't care what's going on in your city council these days as Americans. You wouldn't know. How many times have you seen a commercial? Such and such running for representative of such and such county. We need your vote. The percentage of the population for that area that actually votes for that candidate are the people that know this person. It's a very small percentage. I will tell you that. That's probably this person's own cult, his own clubhouse. So you're not being represented, even at the smallest local level. You're not. The lethargy, the passiveness of... Everyone can complain. Listen, everyone can complain about what's going on in the world, but you're not taking the steps to understand how your role works in this so-called democracy. You complaining over social media, that ain't worth a damn. You coming up with a petition, that ain't worth a damn. You in the streets marching, it ain't worth a damn. You got to get in it, and you got to put your foot in it, okay? When you do, because by the end of the process here, you're going to be knee-deep. But guess what? Your head will be above the ground if you do get into the politicking. Because there's so many organizations out there. You want to talk about deep state? I'm going to get into more deep state stuff on this show this year. I won't just be doing shadow government like the swamp-ass NSA. I'm going to be doing more deep state. For example, we have there's a club. It's not even a corporation. It's a club called ALEC. A-L-E-C. You want to talk about deep state? This club, which consists of individual politicians to corporations in its entirety, are members of ALEC. These people write and propose laws that end up in the Senate, end up in front of Congress. Okay? You didn't write those bills. I didn't write those bills. But this special interest group is writing those laws and getting things passed. Where's your representation? It's not there. It's not there. So that's a deep state issue. Again, I'm going to cover that at a later point in this show. I'm going to hit deep state organization after deep state organization. Okay? I know we got callers on the line here. Let's go ahead and get to those callers. I have some more things I want to talk about. But again, this show is for you, the people. And we're going to get to these calls. Illinois, line one. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man, it's good to meet you. I was working with a black dude back in the 90s throwing garbage on a garbage truck. And I got to know him real well, man, and I love that dude. And he was telling me about when Martin Luther King died, he was down to help in this strike for the garbage men down in Atlanta. I believe it was in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was telling me that the motto of the strikers at that time was, "I am a man." And that the issue was that they were being paid less than the white garbage truck drivers because they were
right,
black.
Jim Crow days. Right.
And their slogan was, "I am a man." And, you know, it seems like a justifiable beef. You're paying me less because I'm black. For no other reason. For no other reason. You're paying those guys less because they were black. And, I believe that's why Martin Luther King was in town at that time when he was killed. And he was going to speak.
By the FBI. Yes, he was assassinated by the FBI. I don't know why they would disclose that. The arrogance of that is astounding. But go ahead.
And I do believe that the Tuskegee experiment on black men, injecting them with syphilis, and watching them die, I think that's another evidence of the eugenicists disrespect for the black man. And what's been done, what's been done to the black man, just even in modern America, I think is more evidence that they're not esteemed as they should be as men, as people. And I grew up in a white family in middle America, good people, moral people, prejudice as hell. Prejudice as hell. Good people. Decent people. Moral people. Prejudice as hell. Statement of fact. I think of Martin Luther King as a prophet from God. I remember hearing an interview when he was talking about he had an assistant, but he was telling his assistant that he had had this dream, and he described the dream to his assistant, and they said, you know, you should work that into your speech. That's pretty compelling stuff. You know, you should work that in. And that speech that he gave, I have a dream. And he said, I may not get there with you. And I think he knew he was going to die. I think he was addressing that crowd. He didn't. That wasn't scripted. That wasn't written down, what he told that crowd that day. He worked it into his talk because someone had advised him that he might want to. And in the context of what he was saying, he said, I'm not, he talks about mortality and the fact that we're all going to die. And he says, you know, I'm probably going to, he told them he was going to die, and he wasn't going to be able to see the realization of his dream. But, I think the man was sent from God.
I do believe there are those who are connected with the Godhead. There are those who are connected with divine because they are fully human. People don't understand what it means to be fully human. The irony of it, you had these white people, these Caucasians, feeling oh so superior, but the fact is, they know that we were in touch with our divinity, our humanity, which we've always been persecuted for. Being the first race on the planet, we are the elders. The Africans are, we're the first people on the planet. All other men sprang forth from us. Now, you have this, I don't know why, but there's this inferiority complex that comes with being the newest race on the planet, maybe knowing that you've not discovered anything, you've not had an original thought. That doesn't necessarily make you subservient. Nobody's put you under subservience. But yet, to validate the existence of the Caucasian, you have to conquer and subdue others. That's the only thing that gives you any self-worth. I think that's sad. It's pathetic. It's a crime. It's a lowly place to be. That's the irony of it all.
You know, I did hear a little bit of Louis Farrakhan speaking to the African leadership.
Great man.
He said, don't take this genocidal shot, my brothers. He said, don't do it. They want to kill us, you know. And
I believe I played that clip here on the show. Yes, absolutely.
And don't disagree. I don't disagree with his take on things concerning this blitzkrieg we're under. I don't think he's off base where he's coming from. He's got very due cause to be not only skeptical but deeply concerned, just as everyone else, and even more so. I got a question that's completely out of left field It's kind of esoteric.
Before you ask that question, I want to say that it doesn't matter what color you are. When you hear the truth, it resonates with you. It rings like a bell in your head. When you hear that truth, it doesn't matter what color you are. I want to say also that, yes, a sign of that is, I would say that BLM, Black Lives Matter movement, is more white people than blacks. So the injustice is there, and it's intolerable. It's got to be intolerable when your own race starts defecting to the people that you're persecuting. It's got to be. So, okay. Thank you, sir. I want to get to your question. Go ahead.
Okay, this is out of left field, man. It's kind of a self-indulgence on my part, but I was adopted as a boy, all right, as a baby, as an infant. And I didn't know my birth parents until later in life. I met my birth mother when I was in my mid-20s, and I formed, you know, somewhat of a friendship with her. And through a series of events, about 10 years later, I did a search, and I found my birth father, all right? And I was brought up in a religious environment, and some of the stuff that they talk about in the Bible has got to do with heredity, with who begats who, and lineage, bloodlines. And it's enumerated to such a degree, particularly in the Old Testament, that it leads you to believe there's some kind of significance to it. And another conceptual thing from theology is generational curses, that the curses of the fathers can be visited upon subsequent generations.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I found my natural father, all right? And He is the man that killed and butchered Madeline Murray O'Hare, the woman that's known for getting prayer taken from public schools in the United States in her Supreme Court case in the early 1960s. And she made it her career being probably the most outspoken atheist in the American media for quite a long time, because I knew who she was when I met my dad. I knew who she was from her appearances on Donahue and Johnny Carson, and, you know, she was just a very prominent figure in certain media over the course of my lifetime. And I thought it was so strange that my biological dad had murdered her and butchered her and buried her on a remote ranch in Texas. And I thought, wow, what a small world, you know. And my question to you is, do you think there's any significance to these series of events concerning me?
Well, that's such a broad question. What do you do now? What is your profession?
I'm basically a construction guy. I like working outdoors, working with my hands.
Masonry. Cool. Okay, so I could take a very deep stab at this, even though it's a general question. The significance towards society, I will say it's a general question. Okay, you have, yes, the bloodlines are very, very important on the level of what is political. Now, I'll go back to say something I've said before on the show. The reason why we the people have lost political power is that The family has been destroyed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you are correct.
You can go through religions across the world. One thing I will cite is the Bhagavad Gita. and if my co-host was listening right now, he would agree with this. One of the most prominent sins that could not be forgiven is one who destroys the family unit. Now, you had families. You know, I talk about people who are not politically charged enough to go to their city councils, vote, and go to representatives, vote for those people, and all the way up the ladder, those people who are not involved in making these people accountable for what they say and do. It was also even stronger back in the day when you had whole families who had special interests. You had clans, okay? You owned property. You owned 100 acres. You had a wife. You had concubines, whatever. You had kids. That property would be split up between your children. Some would die, whatever, receive land, and it didn't matter. You had control over a certain piece of land. It was hereditary. No government could overstep that. Okay?
Right.
When we gave up our lands, we gave up the family unit. The family unit, we gave up our lands. It works both ways. That's why they're so supportive of the individual. Oh, individual, so supportive. So they can put each and every one of us in a box in an apartment that we'll never own.
So okay. to use a biblical analogy, we've traded away our inheritance for a bowl of pottage.
Like Esau. Yeah, sure, absolutely. And so, as far as this woman and her secular pain, you lose further identity. It's all about stripping identity. There's two ways to go about this. Already? Oh, wow. This show's flying by. Hey, I'm going to get to that when we come back from the commercial break. All right, guys?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.